Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of This and That, Small Talk with Tasha and Tammy. I'm your girl, Tammy LC, and together with my host, Tasha, we will entertain you with interesting topics, as always. Shout out to our followers on Facebook and Twitter. You guys are awesome, and we could not do it without your love and support. If you want to call in and give a shout out or just show us love, you can call us at 347-857-4346. Partner, let's get the show started, and I'm handing the mic to you now.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited, of course, to be back. And we have another This and That show. So tonight I have some really, really hot gossip. Partner, I hope you're ready. I know you're ready. I don't even have to say I hope. So
let me tell you how ready I am.
Okay, yes. Tell me how ready you are.
Ready, set, go.
She's ready to go. Okay. Okay. Hey, that works for me. Okay, so do you want to do the up top, because you want to talk about the upcoming shows first, or you want me to jump right in? What do you want to do? I'm gay. I'm ready.
I'll let you take it. I'll let you take it, girl.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get started with some really deep beef that I'm late on, I must admit, because I just had a chance to watch this interview with Monique yesterday. I've been hearing about it, but you know, you hear all the garbage, you got to get to the guts of what's going on. I listened to Monique talk to, I believe it's B103 in Atlanta. It's on YouTube. You guys can watch the interview for yourself, judge for yourself, whatever. This is my own personal take on it, okay? So here it goes. Monique and her husband, they've been together for a very long time, and they were best friends first, and then they got married and all that stuff. So they're married now. He is her agent, okay? And because he's her agent, he's her manager, and he is the one who basically got with Lee Daniels. Lee Daniels was a fan of Monique's and said that he could basically take her to the next level. Now, I love what Monique said about the next level. We'll get into that in a minute, but before we do that, the whole thing started when Monique said she felt like she was blackballed from Hollywood. And if you have been a Monique fan the way I have, you know that she has not been anywhere. We have not seen Monique. I did see her lose a heck of a lot of weight online, but other than that, you haven't seen her anywhere. Well, basically, some issues started when she was supposed to, according to Lee Daniels, this is all alleged, okay, please, allegedly. Lee Daniels said, allegedly, that he was going to, that he needed her to do more promo overseas. Now, according to Monique, she already fulfilled all of her obligations and promoted in America for the movie Precious, and she said contractually she did everything she was supposed to do. Then Lee Daniels got mad because she wouldn't go overseas. Her thing was, I was doing everything and not getting paid for it the way that she should, but she accepted the contract, and that's what she did. She stood up to the contract she was at. She said, now, any overseas promotion was never discussed and never negotiated. She said that basically when he contacted her, she was in the bed with her babies and her husband watching The Cat in the Hat. And she said, and I was not getting up and going overseas and leaving my children, because she says that she has a strained relationship with her oldest child because of that reason. She was chasing the money. And she said that she's not doing that anymore. So she said it was never negotiated. Now, Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey allegedly called her and said, no, we need you to do this. You know, this is a movie that's going to make a big difference. This is going to escalate your career. This, that, and the other. And she said two things about Oprah and Tyler Perry. It was really funny. Well, one thing about both of them. She said they don't have children. No shade, but they don't have children. So they don't have to really deal, you know, they're all career. Well, now Tyler does, of course, but at that time he didn't. And so she says they're all career. They're all focused on career, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for her, she has obligations, and she's married, and she did everything she was supposed to do, and she just felt like, okay, what's the big deal? Anyway, I guess Lee Daniels was a little upset about it, according to her, because basically after that, we have not seen Monique. Now, girl, I tell you, if you just want to hear some gossip, I mean, it was a good interview. Look it up, watch it, it's good.
Yeah. And what's the deal about the Empire situation?
And, okay, so basically because she says that she was blackballed, she got a few scripts. And one of the scripts that she said that she actually read for was the show Empire and also The Butler. Now, Lee Daniels has came out in the papers and said that's a flat-out lie, that he never offered her Empire or The Butler. But the actual DJs of the radio station that she was working with said that they saw The Butler script. They said that they saw it themselves physically, and they don't understand why Lee Daniels would be saying that there's not. But, you know, I'm not here to argue about which one was and wasn't. But I will tell you this, and what I loved that Monique said is that she said, first of all, Taraji P. Henson was born to play Cookie. And I think we all can agree with that. She said, no.
Yeah.
She said, what that young lady has done with that role, nobody else could do. I agree. I know most of the people who are fans, they agree as well. But at the time, she said she did still. That does not negate or doesn't discount the fact that she was offered the role. And she said, but Lee Daniels basically was like, no. According to her, he changed his mind because of, according to her, you know, her behavior after Precious. They wanted her to do way more promo and everything for that movie. And then they even speculated about there being an Oscar curse. Because if you look at Halle Berry, you look at the black Denzel Washington, look at the people who have won them. Their careers, yeah, they have a hard time after that. And she said a lot of it because it's like, more money is expected to come with it and more offers and better things. And you have to be careful what you do after it. So a lot of artists just don't, you know, they kind of fall by the wayside after they win. So. I don't know. But I would love to hear your thoughts, so let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's really interesting, and then all of a sudden, now everybody's eyeballing you. Now you got to do better and better and better. And but you know one thing nobody can ever take from you, you know? You an Oscar winner, so-and-so. But, you know, I've seen part of the interview. I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch the whole entire thing. But she was so she seemed so generous about what she said, and I really do believe her.
She did.
I really do. And then, you know, the media made her out to be like this person who's hating on Taraji now, and, you know, she cleared that up pretty fast. And it was so sincere, and it's like we love social media, right? But social media can also really kill your name, just completely mess you up. It could do both ways. Like it can lift you up there all the way, and it can drop you in.
A
matter of seconds.
Yeah,
and your complete life can be destroyed.
So true. And you know, I was gonna say, and you know what? That's what I was gonna say too. It's so funny because we know Monique. Like, let's just be real. We know her. We've seen her a lot, okay? You know, and she's been in our, you know, on our TVs and stuff forever. We know who she is. And for them to paint her any other way is just so wrong. Because if you watch that video, that lady was doing nothing but showing love. And you know, like I said, I'm a Monique fan. I have not been a fan of every single thing that she does. I did have some issues with a few things that she said, you know, like the skinny bees and stuff like that, because I didn't like that. I thought that was kind of mean. But other than that, I've always loved her and embraced her, and I just think that, you know, why would we let somebody that I'm just being honest, that we didn't know before Precious, Lee Daniels was not known before Precious, come in and just say anything, and then we just run away from the person. But that's the power of social media, you guys. But, yeah. That was an interesting story. Yeah.
Be careful about that. And, you know, don't just because, okay, I don't know, billions of people, you know, share it, and now they're bashing that person. Now you got to bash them too, and don't even know the truth.
Yeah.
But okay, let me get away. Yeah, let me get away from that for 1 minute. I want to also remind. I want to remind the listeners right now to be sure and follow us on Twitter at Radio Talk Tunes, and of course our Facebook page, The Artist Connection. I love this page. I have some health tips. Well, you know, it's really the oldest tip in the book. Beauty sleep is real. Your skin uses sleep, like hours and hours to heal. Like for your skin, this is for your skin right now. We know that we got to sleep anyway, but it's also very, very damaging for your skin if you don't sleep enough, and you can get all kinds of outbreaks, people with sensitive skin anyway. So sleep is really, really good for your skin. It heals it overnight. And when you drift off, your skin gets the chance to improve. That's why you wake up looking fresh and rosy most of the time. Well, if you get enough sleep, you normally do. And then I have I have a few did you knows, and it's all about the blood. Very bloody today. Blood and weight. Okay, here's an interesting fact from the WebMD.com page. Blood makes up 7 to 8% of our body weight. That's interesting. I mean, it's a tiny piece of percentage, but interesting. 7 to 8% of body weight. Yeah. Did you know, another did you know, when founding father George Washington came down with a sore throat and had trouble breathing, his doctor took blood from his body. This was a common way to treat ills in those days. In all, they drained about 5 pints and about half of his blood in less than a day. The president did not recover, unfortunately, but interesting, right? Who would have known?
That is. That's very interesting.
Who would have known? I have another did you know. Now, this is kind of interesting. Okay, when a Japanese matchmaker asks, what's your type? She may not think about tall, dark, handsome. No, they ask about your blood type, your blood group. And it says that type A is a sign that you're hardworking and neat and sensitive. And people with type O are thought to be independent and logically self-starters. So they care about your blood group. Like, what's your blood type? And if you say it's B, they might not want to talk to you, might not want to match you with another. Interesting things, right?
That is.
Like, okay. The next time I meet a man, I'll be like, what's your blood type?
Okay.
Dude, what's your blood type? I'm not going to talk to you if you type B because you're not smart. I love these type of things. I have one more, and that's actually our famous and favorite WTF studies, right? I've just had me tripping.
Yes.
Your height is usually determined by your father. Intelligence, emotional strength, and body shape is determined by your mother. But you know what? My mother was a tiny, skinny woman by nature. So, now, I believe the intelligence. I'm sure I got that. And I got the height from my dad. I have to say that. What about you, partner?
You know what? I'm on board with that as far as I'm pretty sure I got mine from mine. But you know what? I don't really know mine. Is that bad? I'm sure I've known it before. I don't know mine. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm going to hand the mic back to you. I'm sure you got some more gossip because, you know, we all love a little bit of gossip. It's good gossip.
Yes. Well, you know what's so funny? And this is the craziest thing. Okay, remember I told you, partner, where I'm at? You know what I'm saying? So, basically, I just got off work, so I'm kind of like at this gas station, and I'm sitting here, and there's like a newsreel that's going on, you know, the TVs that they have at the gas stations. And did you guys see the little a four-year-old that went on a slushy run in the middle of the night, like 3 in the morning, is like a little baby, little girl, and she's on the bus to get a slushy at 3 in the morning by herself.
No.
Swear.
A
and people are, yeah, and people are helping her on the bus and everything. Wow. That just blew me away. And I do apologize because when you're talking about the blood thing, I was just like, wait, huh?
A little baby?
A baby. She has to be 3 or 4. I mean, 3 in the morning on the bus to get a slushie. I was just too done.
Oh my gosh, where are her parents?
No,
somebody
clue.
Call somebody.
That is just it is just so insanely crazy. Insanely crazy. I have no idea where her parents are. That's crazy. Yeah. But wow. Yeah,
I'm
kind of
shocked. Like, I don't know what to say on air right now. Like, a little baby on the bus. Like,
right? Hey, man, and you, I mean, I swear, and I just had this look on my face, like, in complete shock, and I'm trying to listen to you, and then I just happened to look over, and I'm seeing 3-year-old at the bus, you know, taking a bus. Wow. Okay. That's our celebrity gossip, guys. I don't know where it was, because it's, like, not giving me the full details, of course, but look that story up. That's crazy. Okay, back to our celebrity stuff. Okay, this one is kind of, okay, I'm just going to be honest. For me, it was just a bore. I must be honest. It was a bore. I had to sit there, but for you guys, I will do it, okay? And kind of for myself, because I'm nosy. I was watching the Karrueche Tran interview yesterday, and, oh, gosh. Okay, she went to Ayanla, fixed my life. I know people feel about 10 different ways about Ayanla. I happen to be one of those people who loves her to pieces. But, yeah, she went on Ayanla, and, you know, I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest, but really what I was expecting, as a mother of a child who is absolutely in love with Chris Brown, pray for me, I really wanted to see why she gets so much hate. This girl gets so much hate on her Facebook for anything. I kind of wanted to see, like, how strong she was. Because when I tell you guys, the girl can say, it's a beautiful day today, and these girls just attack her. I love, you know, social media for certain aspects, but for other aspects, it can be very mean and very cruel. And this girl is just, I have to be honest, what I summed her personality up as is a very, very naive person, extremely naive. Mm-hmm. She met Chris Brown, and she kind of downplayed that, you know, she knew who he was, and she said, well, I didn't give my number to him, I gave it to a dancer. She kind of dodged around it. It's like, no, girl, come on, you gave your number to him, you know he was going to call you, like, be real.
All right.
Yeah, she did kind of downplay that. Now, allegedly, Chris Brown has this child, okay? Allegedly, okay? He has not came out and said this is his child, but everybody acts as if he has. I have to say that. And, you know, I love my bloggers, but sometimes we'll take a story and run with it. Anyway, he has not came out and said that this is his child, but everybody else has. And in her interview, she said it as if she knows that it's his. She said she was very heartbroken, that he called her and he was trying to explain everything. He not confirmed or denied, but basically he wanted to explain whatever it was. She wasn't trying to hear it. She saw it on social media, and she was just, in her words, done. Now, we've all seen, I don't know if you guys follow, but Karrueche, I've seen her forgive him for completely disrespecting her, cheating on her, telling you know, saying in social media how he's in love with two different women, meaning her and Rihanna, all kind of stuff. And this girl has been by his side through jail and the whole bit. And I just thought this was just probably for her just the nail in the coffin. But as Ayanna was asking her, she was basically saying if he changed, our famous words, ladies, if he changed, she would take him back. So, yeah. So
I'm listening.
So, you know, Ayanna was just like, and this is something I wanted every single woman listening, and I know men, yes, we love for you guys too, but this is for the ladies right here, okay? Ayanna said something that I loved, and she said, what did you expect him to do for you, and what did you expect to do, like, what, when you met him, what did you expect? And remember, we have to have our boundaries and what we're looking for clear. And we can't just say what's popular. I see women do that all the time. You know, you I'm not looking for a relationship, but you really are. You're not looking to get married, but you really are. We have to be honest because our heart is who we are. Don't deny our hearts, ladies, and our feelings. They matter. So that's what I wanted to say about that. But, yeah, girl.
We have a caller. We have a call online, and let's bring caller in. Let's see. Let's see what's going on. Maybe they have an opinion on that. And I missed it. I didn't see it. I just seen some previews of it, but I was thinking, OMG, like really, what is this going to be?
So let's see. Exactly.
Welcome to Artist Connection. This and that. Who are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how's it going? It's Improv. It's 11 Impersonator. I was just stopping by your show to see what was going on with the topic about tonight.
Thanks for calling. Did you listen to anything that Tosh was just talking about?
Okay, about the Chris Brown situation. Yeah, man, Chris Brown, he's wilding out right now, man. I think ever since the incident that happened with him and Rihanna, and they just started wilding out. I think he changed. When he, you know the song he did, what was Fallen Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when he started changing. Yeah. He wasn't a little Chris Brown no more.
He isn't. And, of course, that whole Rihanna thing, you know, we're not even going to get into that. But I still like him, okay? Yeah, hate me. I do. And I just look at him as he's a young kid, man. He's in the prime right now. What do you expect? He's not going to marry nobody no time soon. It's not going to happen. It's Chris Brown, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
he's out there with
all these great songs. And, I mean, they're living their lives right now. They're young. They're rich. I mean, you know, I hate it for the girl. I really do. But, honey, yeah, don't. You know, don't expect too much. You cannot. It's not going to happen. And who knows? He might end up marrying her in years. You never know. But
yeah,
where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? How did you hear about the show?
Man, I just got on VTR tonight. I'm calling from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay.
And I just saw your topic. And, you know what I'm saying? I saw your deal. So I just get on VTR. Try to, you know, promote my little impersonations and stuff like that.
Okay. You can do that. Yeah. We'll give you about 1 minute. Go ahead and promote your stuff, okay? We'll give you about 1 minute. Go ahead. Just tell everybody who you are, your links, your websites. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. This is Improv, aka the Celebrity Impersonator. You can check me out at improv.com. That's M-PROV. And one of the people I impersonate is Bernie Mac. This is my Burn Megan impersonation. Let me tell you something. How you know what I'm saying? I'm babysitting my sister's children. You know, stuff like that. Have you ever thought about what if Barack Obama was at the Last Supper? What would Barack Obama say at the Last Supper?
What would he say?
Here's the thing. I have the best president you guys ever had. Last time we had barbecue chicken. This time we're going to have baked beans and corn. Now I'm going to have Mary and Mark fill up every bucket they can find with water. And believe it or not, we're going to turn water into wine. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're awesome. Awesome.
Hey, you're going to have to inbox us. We're going to book you for a show, okay? Go to Artist Connection on Facebook, inbox your info. We're going to get you on our show. We're going to give you a 30-minute special, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. Are you going to stick around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And like I said, go to Facebook, Artist Connection, and please connect with us. We're gonna get you in here, okay?
Okay, all right.
You were awesome. Bye.
That was wow. I just thought I'd talk
to
the president.
That was so cool.
I'm so special. That Bernie Mac, though, we got to get him back on the show.
I looked around like, oh, snap, Bernie Mac.
That's crazy.
Yes. Very good. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Let me tell you, partner, I wanted to say something real quick. When Glass opened up our show, I was like, yes. I was like, yeah, just hearing Glass, you know, Glass's voice when he came on, I was just like, wow, you know, it's just awesome.
Right. Well, we have some upcoming shows, and it's going to be fire because we're going to have Mr. Ridge back out of the UK. We're going to have German sensation Mick Donay back in our studio, and that's, like, huge. He's a mainstream artist over there. We will have Glass the Tramp back. So we're going to bring some of our former guests back to the show, and there's many more. We have a list of guests that were here before, and, of course, new ones. We're going to have weight loss coach Sheila Whitner on the show, my personal.
Yay!
We're going to have her in, yes. She's going to talk about her weight loss journey and now, you know, being a, she's a nurse and a weight loss coach, and she's going to talk to us about yes, calorie count and lots of other stuff. And you know it's going to be fun, exactly. And then we have, gosh, the list is so freaking long. And we're going to have the impersonator on. I can't wait to have him.
I know.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be
fun. I know.
Tell the listeners about some of the people that you have lined up.
Okay, well, I have been definitely in connect with some people. I really, really, really am looking forward to IC returning. I am going to, of course, they said whenever they're so ready to come back. If you have not heard IC perform, oh, my God, they're amazing. They're poets. They're singers. They just do the darn thing. I mean, they are so awesome and amazing in person. You have to catch them. If, you know, if they're ever your way, you have to catch them. Oh, and also I have some new artists, so a lot of people you guys will be meeting. I have Chevy the Great. She has her own media company. She's very young. She's doing her thing. So happy about that. And, oh, and also I wanted to talk to them really quickly about The Chosen 2,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be a new poetry show. It's going to be a new poetry show. If you're a poet, listen up. This is for you, okay? What's going to happen, me and Tammy are going to invite poets that we absolutely love and adore. We're both poets, so you guys know that's our heart, that we love. And then they get to tag somebody that they love. So that it, we're all spreading the love, and you guys get just 30 minutes of amazing poetry by two talented artists. That's what that's going to be about. So be on the lookout for Chosen 2. We're going to be, yeah, definitely doing that. So that's what I got coming up.
And we're also going to announce that. Yeah, we're going to announce it on our Facebook page as well with The Chosen 2 because that's going to be big. And I have a message from, because, you know, we accumulate messages, and then when we have time on our show, we're going to read some and answer some of these questions. And the message pick for today comes from Robin out of Oklahoma, and she says, Tasha and Tammy, you girls rock. My question is, do I have to be an artist or do a person have to be an artist to be on your show? Absolutely not.
No.
I always say, if you are passionate about anything and you do good for others, or you're a fun person like the caller we just have, that does well, I mean, he's not just funny, but he's very, very creative. I mean, there's an artist, actually, you know, if you're an impersonator. But now, you don't have to be a singer or a songwriter, because, you know, you don't have to be an author to be on our show. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You can, for one, we accept callers just to call in and give a shout out, you know, for one. But now, of course, to be on our show as a guest, like there was this person that I really want to partner. She is going around and helping like homeless people and shelters, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
All walks of life. You do not have to be an artist. So
you don't.
I hope that answers your questions. The question, Robin, out of Oklahoma. Thanks for that message. And we have so many I can't answer them all, but we're going to try to at least do one or two each show. And, of course, the show tips for tonight came from the WebMD webpage directly. So all of that is accurate information, which I didn't even give too many health tips today. We were just talking about the blood. The only health tip was the remedy, the beauty sleep. We all know that sleep is important for sparkling eyes and for all kinds of other stuff. I just have another study fact that I like to share, and I think the men are going to love that. Playing video games can reduce your nightmares because gamers resolve threats during gameplay instead of in their dreams. So I guess I have to play more games so I have less nightmares. Partner,
oh, my gosh. My husband, he should have no nightmares, okay? That is a big shout-out to my boo, though. He, you know, hey, he's a gamer. He loves it. But, yeah, he should have no nightmares ever for the rest of his life.
Oh, I'm going to say peace for tonight, and I'm going to give the mic to you. I'm going to say peace, and we're going to leave the show, of course, with our theme song. I love you all. Come to our page. Follow us here and stay updated with upcoming shows, and definitely go to Twitter, at Real Talk Tunes, and Facebook, Artist Connection. I'm going to say my peace. I'm going to let my partner say my peace, and we're going to be back.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, that is it. And I want to thank everybody for watching, for listening, of course. And we will definitely see you next time. We do it all the time, better than anybody, in my opinion. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girl Tammy L. C. and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout Kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tammy L. C. and Tasha. Listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time, can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of they right rhymes.
Hey.
Cop to Mannheim.
Hey.
From the A-State to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper.
Mm.
It's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood.
Okay.
Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creation. That the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy L. C. and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey yo, Tammy L. C.
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tammy L. C.
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection, yeah.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's artist connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.